In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The 18th century Puritan preacher Jonathan Edwards once prepared a sermon entitled Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And here's the picture of the hands of God to which Jonathan Edwards treated his congregation. The God that holds you over the pit of hell, much as one holds a spider or some loathsome insect over the fire, abhors you and is dreadfully provoked. His wrath towards you burns like fire. He looks upon you as worthy of nothing else but to be cast into the fire. But then we hear the gospel according to Edwards. This is a day of mercy. You may cry now with some encouragement of obtaining mercy. Not exactly a warm and endearing picture of the hands of God, is it? But these are the hands of God that are known only or primarily through the law. These are the hands of God which are lifted up in judgment and anger. These are the hands of an angry God whose message is, clean up your act or you die. Most certainly, these are not the hands of the true and living God. His are the hands of which Isaiah spoke. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have graven you on the palms of my hands. Edwards was right. We are sinners. And he was right again. We are sinners in the hands of God. But beloved in Christ, we are sinners in the hands of a loving God. Ancient Israel lived with tremendous guilt. Called to be a holy people, unlike the people surrounding them, they had forsaken the one who had called them into being. And then they blamed God for it. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forsaken me." When in fact, it was they who had forsaken him. Gone was the true worship of the true God. Gone was faithfulness to his Torah. Gone was their very self-identity as a light to the nations. They had become indistinguishable from their pagan neighbors. They had deserted the perimeters God had set up to protect them, to give them freedom, and now hopelessness abounded. Despair ruled in the land. And then Israel heard Satan's most vicious kinds of attacks. How could God forgive and restore you? He's an angry God, a God who despises you, who abhors you, whose wrath burns like fire. You are sinners, sinners in the hands of an angry God. But God says, I never forget my people. Even in his pure wrath, he will not stop being what he is, the God who is love. He speaks, behold, I have graven you in the palms of my hands. O Church of God, O Israel of God, he has never forgotten us. He knew us before the world was formed. He knew us at Calvary when the blood of the Messiah was shed for the justification of an entire world of lost sinners. He knew us at Easter when his Son rose victorious over death and sin and hell itself. And we are graven on the palms of his hands. This fact does not endear us to the world or to the devil. Luther said that in baptizing a child, that child is burdened with a mighty and lifelong enemy, the devil. And we all know what a busy enemy he is. And no one knows that better than the under-shepherds of Christ and those who are preparing for the holy office. Called to be holy and different as a church, we so much want to be like our neighbors. If word and sacrament don't seem to work according to our standards, we may even think the Lord has forsaken us. The world, the devil, our own flesh will say to us, compromise with the world. Then they'll love you and they'll respect you because you're so much like them. Or don't make a big deal of truth. After all, you don't want to offend anyone, or you don't want to seem proud or inflexible. Most of all, the world, the devil, and our own flesh will tell us, remember that God is an angry God who wants to punish you for all your failures. But God says, behold, I've graven you on the palms of my hands. You are graven on the palms of the hands that bear the scars of nails, the nails of Calvary, where all God's anger against us was poured out, where the atonement was won. You are graven on the palms of the hands held out to disbelieving Thomas, that he might know the power of the resurrected one and fall before him and say, my Lord and my God. You are graven on the palms of the hands raised as the living one ascended in power and majesty to heaven. You are graven on the palms of the hands of the one who comes to you in his body and blood, preparing you for the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which will have no end. You are graven on the palms of the one who will call you forth from the grave. You are graven on the palms of the hands of the one who reaches to you and upholds you with his love and compassion, who speaks to you those incomparable words, your sin is forgiven. Sinner, you are in the hands of God, but he's not an angry God. He is the God who is merciful, who is compassionate. You are a sinner, but you are a sinner in the hands of a loving God. Amen.